Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to the fire.
Welcome to the fire, boys. My name is Parker McDonald.
And I'm Walter Lee, and we'll be your hosts on this episode of the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. If you're a new hunter trying to learn the basics,
or you're a veteran woodsman just trying to get through your workday, there's always a place at our campfire for you.
Speaking of the fire, we would love it if you guys would join our growing Patreon community and be a part of the best and only digital deer camp south of Mason-Dixon Line.
Come on. If you'd like to learn more, click on the link in the show notes. But for now, Walt,
welcome to the fire.
Well, good morning from us. It's about 10:13 here in the great state of Alabama. Matthew Reeves here coming to you from the truck with a good buddy of mine, Ryan Leslie. We went on a hunt this morning, and Ryan, what did you shoot a bird, or did we scare a bird away? What happened?
Well, we got out the truck. It was a nice brisk morning, and we walked at least a couple yards into the woods, and we started hearing a few, and you know, it was just one of them things, man. We heard enough birds that if we didn't leave with one, it was our own dang fault.
It was tough, and to kind of set the scenario for everybody, so y'all kind of know what we're dealing with, what we're hunting. So I'm kind of constricted on what I can hunt right now. My wife's very close to having our first baby, so I'm trying to hunt everywhere I have phone service. So I was really, you know, struggling with that. But a good friend of mine and Patreon member of ours, Kyle Patterson, he was telling me about an area that he's been hunting that's had phone service. So after talking with him a little bit, I found an area a little ways from him, and figured I'd go try it out to see if we had phone service. And luckily enough, we had phone service, and like Ryan said, we got in there, and there were birds gobbling everywhere. I think at one point, Ryan and I both, we pointed in two different directions.
Yeah.
of where a bird was. So we kind of made a plan. Owls were hooting everywhere, just some crazy stuff. But made a plan and got up on a high spot, and the birds were hot in the dark. But as soon as that sun came up, they got quiet. We ended up going and setting up on a ridge with a bird. He shut up after he moved a second time, and we got up to move, and a hen, just, I don't know if she was on nest or what, just got up and flew over us. Craziest thing. But that was what, Ryan, about 6:45 is when we got up. It's getting daylight a lot earlier here now, so we made our way down the ridge. I did a screech owl out into this hollow, and one fired off, and it sounded like he was in a bottom, but he was making his way up this ridge. And so we kind of made a plan. We went one way, we're getting ready to set up, and he gobbled, and we ended up going back the other way, and then we went back the other way, and noticed he was coming up this ridge. Well, y'all know what a ridge looks like. I mean, this is a steep country where we are, and the tops of these ridges are pretty thick. They, I mean, Ryan, we made all kinds of noise going in. I mean, breaking limbs. We had to walk on the back side of the ridge just so this turkey couldn't see us on the adjacent ridge. But we got in there, ended up swinging around, and he was gobbling every now and then, but he wasn't just, you know, fired up, burning the woods down. And so we hit this road. Well, we heard somebody. It sounded like a hen yelping. Well, we sat there, and I believed it was a hunter. I guess they came in around us, whatnot. Well, they were set up on the other side of the ridge, calling to this bird, and he wasn't answering them at the time. So we kind of got a game plan together. We backed off to where we didn't mess those guys up and ended up going at him a different way on that ridge and kind of side-heeled him. We were sliding down a stinking hill trying to get to him.
Like a black diamond ski slope.
And just eased up there, got behind a tree. We were crouched down. He gobbled. You know, he's probably at 80 yards. Well, there was rolling hills in this ridge, you know, just kind of little crest where we could hide, you know, quote-unquote hide the hen since we weren't hunting with decoys. But this whole time, and I've talked about this in our polo group, I had not called to the bird. I had not made any kind of move to let him know we were there. He could obviously hear us walking and was actually gobbling to that every now and then. But we get there, we end up getting set up, and I sit on one side of the tree, and Ryan sits on the other side of the tree. Well, I look over, and Ryan's like basically laying down because of the steepness of this this terrain. So we ended up swapping places, had to roll over and make it work, moving cameras around, making sure guns were everywhere. So we finally get set up, and we're sitting there. And Ryan's good, and we're sitting there. And Ryan, what was your initial thoughts when that bird was in front of us when we sat down?
Well, there's one thing that you've really preached to me about is that, you know, you alluded to it just a little bit. You know, we didn't call a whole lot at this bird. And, you know, if anybody knows anything about public land in Alabama, if you can kill a turkey on those grounds, you can kill one just about anywhere. So we felt like less call, more turkey was probably the way to approach him, and that ended up what happened. You know, we set up, and you called to him a little bit, but he didn't really respond to that. So after you switched to just scratching in the leaves a little bit, that's what we figured he was going to get him in range. And, you know, I had commented to Matthew that I felt like he was, you know, we couldn't see him. He was probably at 60, 65, but just over one of those ebbs that we just couldn't quite see. But you could hear him spitting and drumming. He was definitely close enough for that.
Yeah, and like you said, this on the scratching, that's what we started off with. You know, we sat there, and I would scratch a little bit, and at first he wouldn't respond, and then I did a couple little whines and purrs and scratched, and then he got on fire.
Yeah.
And at one point it sounded like he was going away, and I hadn't called yet because I wanted to see if he'd just come off scratching. Well, what he was doing, he was out there strutting, and he gobbled away from us, and it did, you know, it gave us the illusion that he was leaving. So I threw a couple calls out with some scratching, and I think that's what sealed the deal, honestly. I mean, he started coming in, and we started hearing him walking, and we thought he was going to come to our hard right up to the top, but he didn't. He started easing down to the bottom and was swinging around, and we were getting nervous that he was going to come too low to where we wouldn't see him. But Ryan, what was going on? I know when I was sitting there, I had my mouth open. I can be an open mouth breather sometimes, you know, turkey hunting. But I could feel my heartbeat in my throat. Like, I could hear it coming out of my mouth. Like, that's just how, like, my adrenaline was going at the time. Yeah. But like, what, as you were hearing that turkey coming, like, what were your thoughts in that moment? And tell us kind of what happened when you shot the turkey.
Oh man, well, first of all, you know, you said it, my heart was pounding out of my chest too, and it was almost in my throat. And I think your heart was beating so hard that it was shaking the ground, and that you thought I was moving because
when I get nervous, I think that everything is going wrong. So I've probably told Ryan 10 times, don't move, quit
and
moving.
I wanted to say, shut up, Matthew, I ain't moving. You're moving, anyway.
And Ryan wasn't moving. It was just one of those nervous habits when you hunt with somebody.
Anyways, that turkey finally committed, and he was coming straight down the gun barrel. And like Matthew said, he came straight at us and then dipped down just to our left a little bit, and he was so close, man, you could hear him walking. He couldn't have been any further than 40-45, but still, there was so much crap between us and him that he was going to have to be in our laps before we ever got a glimpse of him. And at one point, I thought that I actually had seen him break through a lot of that overgrowth on that ridge, and I had, you know, had told Matthew, I said, I think I see him, but I wasn't quite confident about it, and all I could think about was, don't miss, because I'm only going to get one shot at this bird, because there were these little bitty windows in between the saplings and what was, you know, the new growth from some of the previous burns they had done in the past couple of years there. But it was at that point that he was definitely starting to swing down to the left, and I caught just a glimpse of from about, you know, right above his beard to the top of his dome, in between a little bitty pine tree and a bigger pine tree that was about probably 4 feet apart from each other. And I had a 1 second window of opportunity to make a decision, and I pulled the trigger before I think I even had come to the conclusion that I had needed to shoot. So it was at that point that I went ahead and pulled the trigger as soon as I saw him.
And Ryan, I think when you pulled the trigger, my first question was, did you get him? Well, you know, because he didn't go flying off. We couldn't see him because he was,
it was
basically
so steep.
Off a cliff.
Yeah. We started looking at each other, and I told him, I when I had pulled the trigger and I knew that I had hit him, I saw him roll whenever I, you know, I had hit him. And that's why I felt like I had, you know, I'd actually killed him. And I looked at Matthew and I said, dude, I think I got him.
Yeah, he wasn't hardly even flopping when we got down there. And so, you know, video and everything was, you know, hunting in that terrain, it's so hard because you don't know where the bird's going to pop out at. You know, it's not like TV shows where they're strutting out in the field. No. Like, we were close quarters. Like, this joker was gobbling at 40 yards, and we couldn't see the turkey. Like, that's just how close we were with the hill and the terrain. So we ended up getting him. It was a beautiful morning.
Oh,
I mean, we were done by, you know, 7:30. Very blessed to have that hunt. And I was telling Ryan that was the first turkey I've been with somebody to kill besides my dad. So that was a special moment. Me and Ryan have grown up together, went to school, elementary school together, did all the stuff, fished for years together. And I always told him fishing. I said, I don't fish during the spring because of turkey hunting. He didn't understand it at the time. But now I think Ryan's put fishing down and has picked up turkey hunting. And that's what we do in the spring now.
Yeah, it's Matthew introduced me to turkey hunting after promising me for about 10 years that he'd take me, and finally about 3 years ago he did take me, and I didn't think too much of it. I thought, heck, man, I could be going catching fish on free spawn right now. They're probably biting. And I said, well, I'll go since he's invited me. And probably about calendar date, probably about the same time it is right now.
Very close.
Yeah, really close.
Yeah. And that was what, two seasons ago?
Yes.
And so life's changed, you know. I've been married. Ryan's got a couple kids. I've got one on the way. So it's sometimes hard to find time to hunt. I dedicate all my Saturdays to hunt with my dad. That's just what I do. That's what we've always done. So to be able to find time to go with my buddies, that can be hard sometimes because our schedules never align.
Absolutely.
But this is our second hunt together.
Yeah.
We got close the first time, and we hit the nail on the head the second time. Yeah. So that was our hunt for this morning. Congrats, Ryan, man. That's a big deal to kill that turkey and to kill him where we did. That was something else, something to be proud of, something to remember. So, guys, until next time, get out in the turkey woods, go try to kill something.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.